ever have this happen? You give a direction and suddenly one of the kids says, I don't want to. And you think to yourself, really? I'm in charge and you'll just do it anyhow. Well, that doesn't work to say that. As you know, it just leads to a power struggle. Yes, I don't want to, and blah, 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 and it goes on and on. So here's a better way to keep the communication strong and the power struggle small. So start by acknowledging the child's feelings. Say something like, oh, I know you don't feel like doing this right now. And then follow that with a choice. Well, here's the thing. You can do it now, or you can do it after you pretend run in place while I count to 10. Pretend run means they just stay wherever they are and you count to 10. And then you end that with saying to the children, you choose. So let me say that again all at once so you know. So you say, I know you don't feel like doing this. I can tell. But you have a choice. Here it is. You can do it right now, or you can do it after you pretend run in place while I count to 10. You choose. That totally shifts the while validating their feeling to and you holding a boundary, it shifts something for them so they feel, wow, I've got a choice. So that works. Stay steady, stay calm, and remember, this strategy and others that I give you and you get from Marty, if you've heard him, gosh, he's traveling almost every day now to early childhood places, giving in-person training. You're helping children build lifelong skills. So have a great day. You are a difference maker. And P.S., do you want some help to stay calm on stressful days? Here's something that both you and the kids will love that gets all the anxiety and stress out of you to get calm. It's called a Nido Stress Ball Nice Cube, and it is awesome. It doesn't feel like any kind of stress ball you've ever felt. Have that great day.